And we are back. Once again, I am William Ferro, managing partner of the law firm Ferro, Cuba, Mangano, Sklar, and the host of Because Justice Matters. We're talking about the law. Let's talk a little bit about criminal defense. A lot of stuff going on here in Long Island right now. A lot of people talking about criminal defense after the OJ parole hearing. Courts are pretty busy. They're slowing down in the month of August, but a lot going on. A lot of DWIs here in Long Island. People getting busted every day. Be smart. Be smart. You're at a party. You're at a bar. You know, don't drink and drive. You know, you put your life at stake and someone else's life at stake. Doesn't make any sense. If you do get pulled over, you know, you got to know certain things. Everybody says, don't blow. If you get pulled over, don't blow. Every lawyer has their own opinion. But what you should know is this. If you don't blow and you understand that the officer tells you that if you don't blow, your license will be immediately revoked. That's real. That's real. Forget about the criminal case. The Department of Motor Vehicles will immediately revoke your license. And when they do that, you're not entitled to a restricted license while your DWI case is going on. So, you know, that has, you know, significant ramifications. The smart move, get a designated driver, be the designated driver, take an Uber, take a cab, don't drink and drive. You know, I go into court every day for people, and it's hectic out there, and the courts are crazy, and the courts are really starting to crack down. You know, we represent a lot of immigrants as well, some undocumented folks, and you know, there's a lot in the news about the undocumented folks here in Long Island, and you know, I'm not going to get into politics, but you know, President Trump was here at Suffolk Community College a week ago talking about the immigration problem, how he is going to eradicate Long Island of the MS-13 gang. He's going to do that personally. Nonetheless, you know, we represent people that are undocumented. They get DWIs, and you get a DWI and you get convicted. That's a cause or creation of a possible reason to get deported. So, you know, why would you want to do that? Why would you want to take that risk? Why would anybody want to take that risk, putting your family, someone else's family at risk? And, you know, we go to court every day, and we're, you know, we're representing people on DWIs. We represent people in because we have so many clients, we represent people in different places. So we represent folks in traffic court, and, you know, traffic court's a different beast, but, you know, that too has ramifications on your driver's license, how many points you have. You know, folks are driving around speeding. I'm on the LIE. I'm going 60 miles an hour. Guys are flying by me at 95. That's an arrest waiting to happen, or a motor vehicle accident waiting to happen. It's crazy. People are just reckless, and it just doesn't make a ton of sense. You know, you get pulled over going, you know, more than 30 miles an hour over the speed limit. You know, you're looking at a 6 or an 8 point ticket. 11 points, you lose your license. I mean, what sense does that make? Cell phone tickets. Stop using your cell phones. Really, stop. You know, and you know, I should look in the mirror when I say that, because you know, I'm often guilty as charged, and it's a huge mistake. And it's a ticket. It probably should be a crime, because you know, really, what you're doing is you're putting yourself and other lives at risk. And you know, so they up the ticket to a 5 point ticket. So if you get a cell phone ticket, it's 5 points on your driver's license. Forget about the fact that you're going to get assessed a fine by the Department of Motor Vehicles as well as a fine by the court. But it just doesn't make sense. People do reckless things, and I'm telling you, as a lawyer, a guy who makes his living off representing folks that do reckless things sometimes, or more often than not, you know, a lawyer who makes his living representing people who are victims of those who do reckless things. And if you're the person who caused an accident due to your negligence or your recklessness, I promise you, you don't want me or any of our lawyers on the other side of the table at a deposition. We will tear you up. You know, that's what we are hired to do. That's what our clients expect us to do, to bring it home, to prove liability, to lay out the damages, to make the other person so negligent, to make the facts so contradictory that a jury and a judge would have no reason not to afford our clients the maximum recovery that they could get. And so you know, think before you act. It's really my lesson to you as a lawyer. You know, think before you act. I don't want to represent you because you did something stupid. And if I happen to be on the other side of the table representing somebody that you hurt because you did something stupid, you're going to remember that deposition for a long time, I assure you. Once again, we are Ferro, Cuba, Mangano, Sklar. We're located at 825 Veterans Highway in Hopog. We also have our offices at 321 Broadway in Manhattan. My partner's Lance Cuba and Adelina Sklar handle commercial and residential real estate, some of the top real estate attorneys out there. We represent about a dozen different banks and lending institutions here in Long Island and in the city. If you have any questions about those areas of law, give us a call, 631-581-9494. I'll turn you on to them and have you talk to them. Just like anything we talk about on the personal injury side or the criminal side, all of our consultations are free. Take 10 minutes, take an hour, whatever you need to understand your rights. You know, that's what we do. I was talking about, you know, traffic court the other day, and Linklater, an attorney, one of the younger attorneys in our office, great, great lawyer, went to traffic court for somebody who was charged on a five point cell phone ticket. And there's no negotiation. You know, if the cop says, I followed this guy and he was on a cell phone, they want you to cop to the cell phone and take your 5 points. Link went to client, you know, to court with the client. He reviewed the ticket. He reviewed this discovery that the prosecutor gave them. And it turns out that the officer cited the wrong section of the vehicle and traffic law. And, you know, Link picked that up. A lot of lawyers wouldn't have picked that up because it was written out with the right charge. But he cited the wrong section, and it was a technicality. But our client walked away with a parking violation instead of a 5-point ticket, which was huge, huge for him. You know, that's advocating. That's lawyering. It doesn't matter if it's a small case or a big case. You know, week after week, I come in here and I talk about the 7-figure verdicts we get. Myself, Ken Mangano, Rebecca Fortney, fighting for our clients. You know, we get $5 million, $3 million, $1 million, whatever it is, you know, whatever it takes to get that high award, that fair and just compensation that our clients deserve on those catastrophic accidents. That's what we do. That's our bread and butter. That's, you know, I'd love to just talk to you about it. But, you know, we consider ourselves, you know, everybody's lawyer. You know, if you've got an area of law that we handle, we're not going to tell you the case isn't big enough for us. We're just not. You know, we're going to try to get you compensation. Now, listen, if the case isn't huge and it doesn't warrant litigation and the client insists on us litigating the case, then, you know what, we might say, okay, listen, we can't litigate it, but we will... We'll refer you to a colleague, you know, that litigates these cases every day, and he's willing to litigate the small cases. But when we hand that case to him, it is pristine. It is ready to rock, and our clients are happy to know that we're going to do that. But most of the time, our reputation allows us to push the case to trial if we have to on a big enough case, or we get really, really reasonable settlements for insurance companies on behalf of our clients. Recently, we fought out a case in the appellate division. And then the Court of Appeals, another thing that we were very proud of. Becky Fortney, the attorney in our office on it, represented a client who fell down the stairs in her apartment building due to some spilled beer that was there, and she had sustained a serious injury to her ankle. The client's daughter had given a statement contrary to the superintendent's statement as to how long that liquid was there, saying that occurrence, that beer, that liquid, is a regular occurrence because the building is not very well maintained. And because it's not maintained, it's a transient condition, the building should have notice of it. And that's what we argued. And the defense attorney representing the insurance company in the building filed a motion to dismiss. Becky went to court on the case. She argued that motion to dismiss, and she prevailed. And the case continued in court. And then the defendant didn't stop there. He said, listen, you're wrong. The judge is wrong. And he filed an appeal. And he filed his appeal in the appellate division. And again, we went in front of the appellate division. Becky and Ken Mangano, they argued the case in front of the panel. And again, the panel agreed with us and denied the defendant's motion. And now the case is going to trial. And now, guess what? The insurance company lawyers for the defendant are calling us saying, hey, what's your number? How much can we settle this case for? Can we get it for whatever the amount is? You know, and they try to lowball us. And we said the time for you to lowball us would have been when you were fighting to get the case dismissed, but you were greedy because we might have taken less money then. We might have listened to your argument and said, hey, you've got a point. Maybe we should try to settle it. Because, listen, we didn't know that we would prevail on the motion. You know, we didn't know that we'd prevail in the appellate division, but now we did. Now we're in the driver's seat. So no, I'm not taking 50 cents on the dollar or 60 cents on the dollar or even 75 cents on the dollar. I want $1.25 for every dollar the case is worth. You made us wait. You made us fight. Now you're going to pay, and they're going to negotiate, and they're going to pay. You know, and that's how this business works. You know, the lawyers that are not afraid to take the tough cases, the lawyers that are not afraid to go to trial, the law firms that have the financial wherewithal to take on the big boys, the insurance companies who have endless amounts of money. Those are the lawyers that you want to call. Lawyers that aren't afraid to say, hey, I've got $75,000 of expenses invested in this case, and if I lose, I lose. But my client's getting his day in court. That's what we do at Ferro Cuba Mangano Sklar. That's what we do every single day for our clients. That's why we've been voted New York State Super Lawyers 7 consecutive years. Give us a call. 212-244-7676. If you're in the city, out here in Long Island, 631-581-9494. That's 631-581-9494. Check us out on the web. Listen to me every Saturday and Sunday right here on Because Justice Matters. 3 o'clock, we talk about the law. We answer your questions. Reach out. Give us a call. We'll see you next week.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.